This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. It's May 1st, Beltane, or in Gaelic, Bealtaine, the ancient Celtic festival that sits exactly opposite Samhain on the wheel of the year. The veil is thin now, the other world is close, and if you've been ignoring the fairy folk who share your land, well, now might be a very good time to say hello. I know this from experience. Bealtaine is one of the four great fire festivals of the Celtic calendar. On Bealtaine Eve, bonfires were lit on hilltops across Ireland and Scotland. Offerings were left at field edges and doorways, not for decoration, but for relationship. Because the old ones understood something we've largely unlearned. This is not the only world, and good neighbors in any realm appreciate being acknowledged. In Celtic tradition, Bealtaine is one of two great openings of the fairy mounds. On these threshold days, the good people, or fairy folk, move more freely between their world and ours. They are not the gossamer-winged sprites of Victorian illustration or Walt Disney's Tinkerbell either. They are ancient, intelligent, and entirely unbothered by human renovation schedules. Which brings me to my house, my 1790 house. When I bought the place, I knew I had my work cut out for me. It needed a major renovation, and I started with gusto, tearing things apart, pool going in, kitchen torn out, plumbing and electrical rehashed, total transformation. But I didn't think to consult the fairies. And then the basement flooded. Tens of thousands of dollars lost, irreplaceable personal memories gone, furniture gone, years of accumulated life gone. The cause was obvious, an electrical issue shorted the sump pumps. But I do wonder. A member of the Association of Esoteric and Spiritual Professionals, a new guild for those who work in the metaphysical, like me, I'm a minister and intuitive medium, she's been guiding me in building a respectful relationship with the fairy folk. And I have to say, I think we're getting on better. I say hello now. I say thank you on the regular, and things have shifted. Here's my favorite example. People had been trespassing across an old path on my property. I struggled to make it known this is private property, signs, conversations, frustration, and then one day, a whole bunch of trees fell directly across that path, not anywhere else on my property, just there, right across the path in two different places. Trespassing, of course, stopped immediately. I thank them every day for that, and I've asked if they might please keep it blocked. So far, so good. Last night, I put out whiskey, bread and butter, honey, and yellow flowers for the fairies who live at my house, or really, maybe I live at theirs. Old offerings, proper ones, the kind that say, I see you, I'm grateful, I really want to be friends. There's something just lovely about that, pausing to honor our metaphysical neighbors in a gentle act of remembrance and acknowledgement that we are not the only inhabitants here. And just 'cause we don't often see them doesn't mean that they're not there and affected by our decisions, by our actions, by our kindnesses or lack thereof. So what do you think? We would love to hear from you about your Bealtaine celebrations or anything else you'd like to share. Take a moment to get in touch with us at heyesoterica@gmail.com. That's heyesoterica, E-S-O-T-E-R-I-C-A @gmail.com. For Esoterica, I'm CJ Kinney, wishing you a happy Bealtaine, and thanks for listening.